From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is giving the green light to 5 ballot initiatives to appear on November's ballot. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, at least one is expected to have organized opposition.
Of the 5 ballot items, 3 deal with legalizing medical marijuana. One would raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2023, and another known as Clean Missouri would curtail lobbyist gifts and make major changes to the state legislative redistricting process. The primarily Republican opponents of Clean Missouri contend it's a scheme aimed at drawing districts more favorable to Democrats. One of Clean Missouri's representatives, Sean Sonker-Nicholson, disagrees.
This puts voters first so that there's more competition, so there's more elections where people can get fired.
A group led by former GOP Senator Jim Talent launched recently to defeat Clean Missouri. None of the other initiatives are at this time being actively opposed. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson toured Kansas City Thursday. As Lisa Rodriguez reports, the Republican vowed to work closely with the 2 biggest and more progressive cities in the state.
Parson spent the day with Kansas City Mayor Sly James and St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson, both Democrats. They went to an early childhood education center and a police station, and of course, ate barbecue. Parson also spoke with the mayors about crime. Both Kansas City and St. Louis are struggling to curb high homicide rates. James is a supporter of more local gun control, while Parson has a history of supporting pro-gun legislation. Still, James says there's room for compromise.
We had the start of a conversation, and it's going to have to be a long conversation. This is not an easy issue to tackle.
Parson said he would consider legislation that gives cities more freedom to regulate guns if a bill makes it to his desk. The trio plans to spend a day in St. Louis in the coming weeks. I'm Lisa Rodriguez.
Residents of 4 Missouri counties will have another choice when buying plans on the federal health insurance marketplace. As Sarah Fenton reports, Minnesota-based Medica is a new player in the market.
Rate filings submitted to Missouri's insurance department show 4 insurers in the state will offer plans on healthcare.gov in 2019. But that doesn't mean people will necessarily have 4 options. Sydney Watson is a law professor at St. Louis University. She says based on historical data, it's likely only one company will serve people in several rural counties.
Our problem has been in the rural areas where as we saw carriers pulling out, that's where they pulled out.
New provider Medica says it's only offering coverage in the Kansas City area. Preliminary filings don't require insurers to show in which counties they will offer plans. More information on where plans will be offered will be available in the fall. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Boone County prosecutors have reduced some charges against a 32-year-old woman charged after a car crash killed one of her 3 children. Demetrius Washington of Columbia was charged in April 2017 with second-degree murder, 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping, and 2 counts of second-degree assault. Prosecutors amended the 3 kidnapping charges to second-degree kidnapping. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Washington's attorney argues that the facts of the case didn't allow the state to charge his client with a more severe degree of kidnapping. Washington and one other woman are accused of driving off with Washington's children from a supervised family visit in March 2017. The car rolled and injured all 5 people. Washington's 13-year-old later died. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.